Winning and losing. Two of the most important outcomes of this hobby that we all love, yet so many people claim to not care about it. Is that true? And if it's true, should they? It's this topic I'd like to discuss in tonight's Gamecasters Adjacent.
Natalie, Jeff, and Ryan are the Gamecasters, and they do a board game show in boxes and nooks and games and top five lists, and sometimes there's fart jokes.
Before I get into the adjacent, I'd like to take this opportunity to lobby a bit for ourselves. The Golden Geek Award nominations are happening right now over at BoardGameGeek.com, and it would really mean the world to us if you took a few minutes out of your day to vote for the Gamecasters for Best Podcast. You have until April 21st to cast your vote. It only takes a couple seconds to do, and is the kind of thing that would really help us grow and keep the lights on, so to speak. It's very difficult to gain any sort of traction and recognition in this space, and we're kind of a niche board game podcast within the already niche board gaming podcast space, what with all the fucks and shit. But if you at all enjoy what we do, it would mean so much to us if you simply took a few seconds and went over to BoardGameGeek.com and cast your nomination for the Gamecasters for Best Podcast in this year's Golden Geek Awards. Okay, back to it. We talk all the time about winning in gaming and if people care about winning. And most people, I would say at least to some extent, care about winning. People post all the time either saying if they won or if they lost. And why do you think they do that? I feel like people post that they won sometimes so they can get some modicum of respect from other people. Look at me, I'm good at games, so that means I'm a valuable person. When people post that they lose, it's almost like, ha, look at me, I don't even care about winning and losing. I lost again. And if you truly didn't care, would you mention it either way? The thing is, though, is that I think we should care if we win or lose. Games are fun, in part because the goal is to win. So caring about that goal is one of the key components to enjoying the game. It just seems juvenile or pathetic to say it out loud, I think. And if you admit to caring if you lose, then that opens yourself up to people knowing your feelings, which can be embarrassing. We all love gaming, but it's also just games, air quotes, and we're all just casually having a good time, so saying you care or are competitive is almost frowned upon. Now, I'm not talking about how to win or lose. That celebration stuff was covered a bit during last episode's NFW segment, but it's not really the how to act when you win or lose that interests me here. It's the feeling and the caring. Caring about winning is something I personally can't help. I do just love playing, yes, and a lot of the time I like playing cooperative games because then I'm not competing against another person, and so if I feel inferior, it's only to the game itself, which can't really call me a loser and tell me I suck. But I'm so ultra competitive, which I don't love about myself, that I definitely have it in the forefront of my mind all the time. Saying out loud that we care if we win seems to carry with it a stigma of pompousness or arrogance. Saying we don't care if we win or lose gets around this as it helps ease the hardship for both the winner and the loser. If you say you don't care if you win, and then you lose, well, see, I didn't even care. I told you I didn't before and during the game, and I'm just having a good time playing. Now you're emotionally safe as you preamble this ahead of time. Likewise, if you win, well, it's no big deal. I don't even care. So you're placating the loser by subtextually saying, your loss means nothing to me regarding your intellect. As I said before, I don't even care if I win or lose. But this method can backfire sometimes, which is why I think we should just be upfront and honest when faced with this question. Because one time I was playing a game with a good friend and two other people I had just met. We were playing Shogun, which if you don't know is a pretty heavy Euro game with a lot of moving parts. I was trying my best, as I always do, to win, as was my friend. It was really hard for him, as it was his first time playing, and you could tell he was expelling an awful lot of mental energy. When the game ended, the both of us lost, and my friend came in last place. The person who finished one spot above him in third seemingly felt silly about coming in third and so said, well, I don't even care. I wasn't even really trying, actually. I was just seeing what the mechanisms did so I can try for next time. To me, I was just like, okay, whatever, sure. But that comment actually really pissed off my friend. And once we were away from those people, he told me that he was pretty angry, as he was trying his hardest. And to just hear that someone else wasn't trying and still beat him was kind of like a slap in his face, especially to say it out loud to him. Now, I don't really think that person wasn't trying. I think it was just supreme amounts of copium, as they say. The person really was trying hard, but felt stupid to have come in third for some reason. And so to save face and make us all not think they are terrible at games, and therefore life, said some nonsense like that to cover it up. And that's the part I have issue with. The person claiming to not have cared about winning is really kind of breaking the social contract we all enter into at the table when we play a game. I don't want to play a heavy strategic game with a bunch of people who are just phoning it in and don't care. I want to play with people who are really trying. There's a difference between not knowing what to do and trying things to see if they work versus purposely not trying to win. So here's the bottom line for me, and probably most of us that we could all use to help with this. I don't care if you win or lose. I care if I win or lose. I don't think of you any differently if you come in last place in every game I ever play with you. It doesn't matter to me in the least, as long as you're trying your best. I'm never going to feel like I'm going to win against you every time. I only care about me and how I perform. However, if I come in last place every time, I am 100% certain you feel like I'm the biggest idiot ever, and that I must be an idiot by extension, and oh my god, I'm terrible at games, and that makes me less worthy as a person friend. But man, this is such a conceited way to think. Because simply put, people don't care about you. They care about themselves. Everybody's allowed to care if they win or lose, but that's seriously where it ends. They care if they win. They don't also care and assign any meaning whatsoever to you losing, or winning for that matter. Seriously, if you're worried about playing against someone who cares about winning and it intimidates you, just keep that in mind. It's about them, it's not about you. We are all selfish sons of bitches. And to that end, please nominate us for Best Podcast on the BGG Golden Geek Awards so we can win, because we care. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of your day. Care about winning. Winning is fun. Don't trick yourself into believing that you don't care and neuter the amount of fun you could be having. Pretending you don't care isn't going to make you feel better about losing. It's just going to make you think that other people believe it, which they don't. See you next time.
Natalie, Jeff, and Ryan are the Gamecasters, and they do a board game show. Inboxes and nooks and games and top five lists, and sometimes there's fart jokes.